عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You are listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
کیوں مفسر تجھے بناتا پھر گر نہ کرتا پسند رب تیرا تو ہے فخر عجم بہر صورت مانے لوہا نہ کیوں عرب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے اسم خورشید اسم اب تیرا
علم فقہ ہو معاشیات کے ساتھ قابل رشک ہے ادب تیرا کر دیا سود کا زیاں ظاہر گویا دشمن ہے جا بلب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے اسم خورشید اسم اب تیرا
لاکھ مہلک ہے قوم کے امراض باعث زیست ہے مطب تیرا دل لبھاتی ہے سادگی تیری رنگ فطرت سے پر ہے ڈھب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے اسم خورشید.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45, 12:50 inshallah. Today being the 5th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446, corresponding to Wednesday the 9th of October 2024. Don't forget, today being Wednesday, du'as are accepted between Dhuhr and Asr. So please remember the Ummah in your esteemed du'as. Remember the our brothers and sisters in Palestine, the people of Lebanon. Remember us at the station. Please remember the families also. Remember us in your esteemed du'as. Also, we should make special du'a for all those that have passed away recently and in the past. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of them Jannat al-Firdaus, full al-Kabr al-Nur, and grant the families Sabrun Jameel. Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbal Alameen. You can send in your messages and your recipe requests on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84786-3132. Our first recipe that comes in is from Sister Fatima Suleiman. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fatima for sending in this recipe. And it is titled Stir-Fried Rice. Stir-Fried Rice. So inshallah, we're going to read out this recipe. We're going to need leftover rice or freshly, 1 cup of leftover rice or freshly steamed rice. 1 cup of leftover rice or freshly steamed rice. 1 medium grated carrot. 1 grated medium carrot. 1/2 cup of cooked sweet corn. 1/2 cup of cooked sweet corn. Chopped spring onions. Chopped spring onions. You're going to need some oil. Doesn't give the quantity, but you're going to need oil. And also, you're going to need butter. Then you're going to need 1 egg. 1 egg. 2 teaspoons of black pepper powder. 2 teaspoons of black pepper powder. 2 teaspoons of garlic powder. 2 teaspoons of garlic powder. You're gonna need some aromat to taste. And you're gonna need some aromat to taste. The method, you're gonna heat a tablespoon of oil in a pot on high. Heat a tablespoon of oil in a pot on high. You're going to add in the egg and scramble it. Add in the egg and scramble it. Then you're going to add in all the seasonings. Add in all the seasonings and mix it well. Add in all the seasonings and mix it well. Then you're going to add in some carrot. You're going to add in the grated carrot, the sweet corn, and the spring onions, and the rice. You're going to add in the carrot, the grated carrot, the sweet corn, and the spring onions, and the rice. Add in the rice with a tablespoon of butter. Add in the rice with a tablespoon of butter, and you add the seasonings, and then you mix well and serve. And that was the recipe for the stir-fried rice. Our next recipe that comes in, we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fatima for sending in this jalebi recipe. So this is ingredients of jalebi, which is serves 10 people. It's 10 servings. So what you're going to need, you're going to need 3 cups of all-purpose flour. 3 cups of all-purpose flour. 1/2 cup of corn flour. 1/2 cup of corn flour. 2 cups of hung curd. 2 cups of hung curd. 1.5 pinch of baking soda. 1.5 pinch of baking soda. 1/2 cup of ghee. 1/2 cup of ghee. 1/2 cup of ghee, and then you're going to need 2 cups of sunflower oil. 2 cups of sunflower oil. 3 cups of sugar. 3 cups of sugar. 3 cups of water. 3 cups of water. 5 strands of saffron, 5 strands of saffron, 4 drops of rose essence, 4 drops of rose essence, 1/2 teaspoon of powdered green cardamom, 1/2 teaspoon of powdered green cardamom, and 1/2 teaspoon of edible food coloring, 1/2 teaspoon of edible food coloring. So we've got 3 steps. So the first step, you're going to prepare the jalebi batter and let it ferment overnight. Prepare the jalebi batter and let it ferment overnight. To make this easy jalebi recipe, mix together all purpose flour, the corn flour and the baking soda. Mix together all purpose flour, the corn flour and baking soda. I'm going to mix all of this in a bowl. Then you're going to add the ghee and the food coloring to the above mixture. Add the ghee and the food coloring to the above mixture. And then you're going to give it a mix. Then you're going to give it a mix. To make a thicker batter, add the hung curd and water. To make a thicker batter, add hung curd and water. Mix well until it is thick. But has a slightly flowing consistency. Keep it aside for 8 to 10 hours to ferment. Keep it aside for 8 to 10 hours to ferment. This step is very important to give that unique khatta taste to the jalebi. To make the sugar syrup, heat in a pan over medium flame. To make the sugar syrup, heat the water in a pan over a medium flame. Then you're going to add the sugar and mix until fully dissolved. Simmer the syrup until it attains one string consistency. Then you're going to add in the saffron, the cardamom powder, and the rose essence. Stir well to prepare the final sugar syrup. This will be used to soak the jalebi and give them their signature sweetness. The next step, you're going to deep fry the jalebis. Now, heat the oil in a pan over medium flame for deep frying. Fill the jalebi batter. Fill the jalebi batter in a muslin cloth. And pierce a small hole in the cloth. You can even use a squeezy bottle. You can even use a squeezy bottle to make the jalebis. Now just squeeze the muslin cloth to make concentric circles. Now squeeze the cloth to make concentric circles. Move from the inside to the outside to make the perfect circles. Fry the jalebis from both the sides until they are crispy in texture and golden in color. I say Jazakallah Khairan to the listeners for correcting my statement. It's a muslin cloth. Jazakallah Khairan. The next step, you're going to soak the jalebis in the sugar syrup and serve. So now you're going to soak the jalebis in the syrup for 3 to 4 minutes. Soak the jalebis in the sugar syrup for 3 to 4 minutes in a warm sugar syrup. Soak the jalebis in the sugar syrup for 3 to 4 minutes in warm sugar syrup. Ensure that the sugar syrup is warm and not very hot. Ensure that the sugar syrup is warm and not very hot, as this will make the jalebis limp. Don't soak the jalebis for too long. Don't soak it for too long if you wish to retain the crispiness. Don't soak the jalebis for too long if you wish to retain the crispiness. Now, remove the jalebis from the syrup. And place it on a tray lined with butter paper or foil. You can decorate with silver foil and serve the jalebis hot, warm, or at room temperature. To make the jalebi even more delicious, add a little bit of ghee to the batter. This will give your jalebi that perfect aroma. To the crispy jalebi, don't forget to ferment the batter overnight. Say Jazakallah Khairan to the listener for sending in this jalebi recipe. Sometimes we always learn how to make different ways. Some people make it different. But nevertheless, inshallah, say Jazakallah Khairan to the listener for sending in that recipe. Our next recipe is to make cheesy aloo parathas and cheese paratha. Say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fatima Latib for sending in this recipe. So you're going to need four potatoes peeled, cube potatoes and steam it with salt until it's soft. Cube the potatoes and steam with salt till it's soft. Then you're going to drain the water. And sprinkle fine red chili powder. Just for the rectification of the previous recipe, I do know that it's sounding as though I was saying Muslim, but I'm saying Muslin, Muslin. My N and my M sounds very close, so please make me mark if you're hearing that I'm saying the word Muslim. I'm saying Muslin. But Jazakallah Khairan for the rectification. Allah Ta'ala bless you all. So you're going to drain the water and sprinkle fine red chili powder, 1 teaspoon of freshly ground coriander leaves, 1 teaspoon of freshly grounded coriander leaves, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric, the mashed potatoes. You're going to mash the potatoes. Muslin. Then you're going to add a small cube of butter mix. Muslin. Okay, jazakallah khairan. Not mus. Mus. M-U-S. Muslin. Of butter mix well and set aside. You're going to add small cubes of butter mix and mix it well and set aside. Then in a pan, heat 1 tablespoon of oil. In a pan, you're going to heat 1 tablespoon of oil, 1/2 teaspoon of mustard seeds, 1/2 teaspoon of mustard seeds, 2 curry leaves, 2 curry leaves. Once it sizzles, then you throw it into the potatoes and mix. Once it sizzles, throw it into the potatoes and mix it. Thereafter, you're going to add in 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. Add 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. Add grated tussars. Add grated cheese or any cheese of your choice. Add in the grated cheese of your choice. You're going to cut the Today pastry. There's a brand called Today pastry. And then press flat and then roll. Press flat and then roll. You're going to cut the Today's pastry and then press flat and then roll. Cut the roll into 8 portions. Cut the roll into 8 portions. Then you're going to cut the rolls into 8 portions. The rotis are small and you get 4 parathas from 1 roll. You're going to get 4 parathas from 1 roll. Then you're going to add some of the cheese fillings into the pot. Add some of the cheese filling into the pot filling. Then you're going to cook on a tawa. Cook on a tawa. And drizzle some sweet chili sauce. And crumble the feta over. Cut and drizzle some sweet chili sauce and crumble feta over. And garnish and serve. And that was the recipe for the cheesy aloo parathas and the cheese paratha. You know what, with regards to that word, nah, I am going to look into it. I say jazakallah khairan to the listeners who sent in the messages. Jazakallah khairan to the listener who said, you can use today's or yesterday's puff pastry. Very cute. Jazakallah khairan. I will learn how to say that particular word and say jazakallah khairan to the listeners. Unfortunately, I cannot hear it or the voice notes that you are sending to me now. The tablet is on the other side and I've got it open on the PC, so I can read your messages, although I can't listen to your voice notes. But I will listen to it later, inshallah. Our next recipe is from Sister Mashuda. Sister Mashuda, this is for the chicken strips. Inshallah, we're going to be this recipe. You're going to need 1 kilo chicken strips. 1 kilo chicken strips, 1 teaspoon garlic, 1 teaspoon garlic, half a teaspoon of red chili paste, half a teaspoon of red chili paste, 1 lemon freshly squeezed, 1 lemon freshly squeezed, half a teaspoon of crushed black pepper, half a teaspoon of crushed black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of white pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of white pepper, 1 teaspoon of mochacho spice, 1 teaspoon of mochacho spice, 1 teaspoon of Portuguese spice, 1 teaspoon of Portuguese spice, 1 teaspoon of parsley, 1 teaspoon of parsley, 1/2 teaspoon of crushed red chilies, 1/2 teaspoon of crushed red chilies. Then you're going to need salt to taste. You're going to need salt to taste. Then you're going to need egg or buttermilk. Egg or buttermilk. You're going to need some flour. You're going to need egg or buttermilk. Then you're going to need some flour. And then you're going to need southern coating. Southern coating. Then for your method, you're going to add the chicken in a dish. Add the chicken in a dish. And add all the spices and let it marinate. Add in all the spices and let it marinate. Then you're going to add the large egg. Add the large egg to the chicken mixture. Add the large egg to the chicken mixture. Before frying, or crack an egg, whisk it and dip each piece as you go along. Crack an egg and whisk it and dip each piece as you are going along. Dip each piece in a flour. Dip each piece in a flour. Then back in the bowl of the chicken and in the coating. So you're going to dip each piece in the flour and then back in the bowl of the chicken and in the coating. Deep fry the chicken strips until it's done. Deep fry the chicken strips till. Then you're going to deep fry the chicken strips for approximately 7 to 20 minutes on medium heat. You're going to deep fry them for approximately 7 to 20 minutes on medium heat. And that was the recipe for the chicken strips. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Mashuda for sending in this recipe. Our next recipe that comes in is from Sister Rohana Ibrahim. Sister Rohana Ibrahim for Mexican Fiesta Pizza. Mexican Fiesta Pizza. So you're going to need 2 medium-sized pizza bases. 2 medium-sized pizza bases. 1 cup of pizza sauce. 1 cup of pizza sauce, 1 avocado, 1 avocado. While we're on this topic of pizza, I want to know, does pineapples go on pizza? You can send your messages on the numbers. You're going to need 1 avocado. You're going to need a lime juice. 1 avocado, lime juice. baby plum tomatoes, baby plum tomatoes, one red onion, you're going to need some coriander, you're going to need a coriander, you're going to need a cheddar cheese, you're going to need cheddar cheese, then you need feta cheese, then you're going to need black pepper. If you want, you can add in jalapenos. You got a messenger that says, yes, when you buy certain pizzas, they have pieces of pineapple. As well as any fridge leftovers can go on a pizza as a topping. That's true. But there was a very controversial discussion about pizza pineapples. Pineapples don't go on pizzas. So I just wanted to know, what do you think? Does pineapples belong on pizza? Then for your chicken, you're going to need two chicken fillet cubed, 1 tablespoon oil, 1 tablespoon oil, 1 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon chili powder, 1 teaspoon of Dana Jiru powder, 1 teaspoon Dana Jiru powder, 1/4 teaspoon of white pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of white pepper, 3/4 teaspoon of salt, 3/4 teaspoon of salt, 1 tablespoon of crushed garlic, 1 tablespoon of crushed garlic, 1 tablespoon of chili sauce, 1 tablespoon of chili sauce, 1 tablespoon of tomato sauce. 1 tablespoon of tomato sauce. You're going to cook the chicken until it's done. Cook the chicken until it's done in a preheat oven. I'm not sure how many degrees you're going to preheat the oven, but anyways, you're going to cook the chicken till it's done. Preheat the oven. Spoon on the pizza the sauces on bases. Spoon on pizza, sauce on bases. Spoon the chicken on the sauce. Spoon chicken on sauce. Slice the onions and place half on the chicken. Slice the onion and place half on the chicken. Then you're going to sprinkle your cheddar or your cheese. Sprinkle the cheddar. That's true, we put everything. Then you're going to cube the avo. Cube the avo. Then you're going to dress with a dash of lime juice. Got a message that comes in and says, Assalamu alaikum. They call it Hawaiian pizza and I don't like it. And then you're going to cube the avos and dress it with a dash of lime juice. Then you're going to place over cheese with the remaining onion and a few left leaves of coriander. Place over the cheese with the remainder onion and a few leaves of coriander. Place the jalapenos. If you use the jalapenos, place the jalapenos. Roughly crumbled feta. Roughly crumbled feta. The sliced tomatoes in half. You're going to place over the sliced tomatoes in half. You're going to crack over the black pepper. Crack over the black pepper. And bake it. And bake it till the cheese melts. You're going to bake it till the cheese melts. Then you're going to serve it hot. And alhamdulillah, those were the recipes, the stir-fried rice recipe. Then you got the cheesy aloo paratha recipe. I learned a new word over there. I'm going to learn it. And then the chicken strips recipe. And now we got the Mexican fiesta pizza recipe. And then we also had the jalebi recipe that serves 10. So we had a lot of recipes today, alhamdulillah. And we say jazakallah khairan to the listeners for interacting with me. And making me aware, you know, we always learn. None of us are perfect. And if I make a mistake, then, you know, I'm open to criticism. Like today, say Jazakallah Khairan to teaching me. So then next time, I don't make the same mistake. So I say Jazakallah Khairan to the listeners who sent in your beautiful and wonderful recipes. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. Fi dini wa dunya wal akhirah. And this is where we come to the end of our show. I say Jazakallah Khairan. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45, 12:50, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.